man. Thank you. Appreciate that. All of that. Mm. Trust me. I mean, you're gonna be in. It's gonna be in the front of the team.
Ready. Oh, ready, like Freddy.
Okay.
That is someone pure noise. Pure noise, yeah, nah. Trust me. Sorry to the people who were active earlier, and nah. I don't know. Trust me. Obviously, them man there's in the building. Hashtag DMD podcast. Myself smokes.
Yeah, Bleak Rock, they can't even.
Big Wizzle, no intro, you don't know.
Greetings, good afternoon. Trini.
Oh, you know what? You've been missing for a couple of weeks, yeah. I forgot.
They might be confused at who's that is. Yeah.
I actually forgot that. I was an intro and next, you know, I was going to get...
Oh, look, Anthony, you already had plans for, you, for your early retirement.
Yeah, 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 sure.
We've got a special guest in the building. Goes by the name of Naj. How are you? You right?
I'm good. Thank you for having
did
me.
Did you get the name right?
You did, yeah.
Oh, oh, we got, no, no, you know, come on, bro.
What do you mean?
You know you with the reading of the...
Well,
yeah,
but obviously, you get me. Naturally. Why's your name? Why's your name Naj, brother?
Well, it's Nadja, but yeah, well, everyone just calls me Nadja. It's easier. You can't really mess it up either, can you?
Can't mess up Nadja either, though.
No, I get a lot of Nadja.
Yeah, 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 mess it up. Yeah, you, you want to call her Nadja.
You don't want to call me Nadja.
Why?
It's not my name.
You get mad. Oh, I saw a post today about pronouncing a woman's name, innit? Like, so if you're...
This guy started his voice.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
What?
So basically, if you're in an argument with your man or your gal...
Oh, I know what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, comes to you and says, boom, 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 with this girl's name, and then you correct her in the pronunciation of that name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
I'd probably throw something
at
him.
I know.
Why?
Yeah.
Why, though? Yeah, why?
Because why are you putting respect on her? Like, why are you showing me that you're putting respect on her name?
I'm not.
I might not be putting respect on her name. I might need to make sure you're pinpointing the right person. Because if you're pronouncing, it might...
No.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're my woman, I don't need to look stupid. Just like you saying, like... you've seen a word like reminisce and say remnizi, and I'm like, nah, it's reminiscent.
Yeah.
That's completely different.
Why? It's still a word.
Because we're talking about a person. Like,
no, we're talking about a word.
And more than likely, if the girl's bringing up a name, another female's name, it's not going to be a positive thing. So already, like...
So what? Not, yeah, so Gallon, you mentioned it's Gallon.
Negative, yeah.
So what, are you saying the name wrong on purpose just for that? Because...
Yeah, a little test. We think he's going to correct the name. Yeah.
I mean, I've that's personally deep. Not been in a situation like that before,
that's
but...
calculated.
Yeah.
But you like your name to be pronounced correctly. So if someone was disrespecting your name?
I get it quite a lot. I'm at an age now where, like, if I join a new company, for example, I will show you from the beginning, this is how you pronounce my name.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing I can do if you're going to continue saying it wrong. I just accept it, really, I guess.
Alright, that's fair enough. So
it's just ignorance, isn't it? Like,
yeah, because if you told them, like, you're not learning.
Yeah, it's like the name Siobhan, right? It's spelled like... Sioban, like S-I-O-A-B-O-N.
Yeah,
yeah,
that,
do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's but
there's two different Siobhans, though, no? Spellings.
That's yeah, what well, that one and the Yardie one.
And the real one.
And the real Yardie one. What's the real one?
I don't know.
What's the Yardie one?
Yeah, what's the Yardie one?
Probably like S-H.
C-H.
Yeah, C. I've seen
like Chevrolet.
Right. But people don't struggle to pronounce those names. There's always like ethnic names that they're like, they don't know how to pronounce, even if you tell them how to pronounce it.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, because black people want... put this name with, like, the yeah, yeah, putting yeah, letters yeah. together, like, your favourite,
no.
clothing brand, like,
with your favourite
like,
food.
Yeah, just, yeah. And put it as a concoction yeah. and then talk about, yeah? And yeah. expect people to know the name. Or they want to spell it a whole different way and put an X or a Y or some silent
like
thing.
Like a username.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So then when you're trying to say it, oh, no, that's wrong. Well, how am I supposed to know Paris, you made Paris up the name?
Does your name have meaning?
It means success in Arabic.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Are you successful?
Not yet, I don't think.
Well, your parents, no well, your parents felt that for you, then?
Yeah, yeah. My name's, my dad named me, so.
We got, yeah,
they have big plans for you, then.
Exactly.
Who named you?
I think my mom, you know. I got named after the Warriors film.
Their favourite film?
I don't know if it's their favourite film. Actually, watched the film before my man was born and then just...
Well,
and
I don't know your died
early. It's probably the way he was kicking in that after. Million. So, yeah, he called that Warrior.
But he died early in the film, though, so I don't know why he named me after.
Yeah, yeah. My mum tried to write me off with the name, but my nan had to correct her and say, yo, we ain't really calling him that one day.
So what was it going to be?
Marquise.
That's
brother, what kind of Marquise are you trying to... What kind of...
What's wrong with that, though?
I don't know.
That's not even a bad... You would have, yeah.
Yes.
Like, the name that you got now is a, that's a rule.
Marquis.
I don't know what, if it was a QK, I don't know what they were trying to do, but.
Yeah, your name, your name now in the them road man name, like the
yes, the Tyrone stereotype.
Yeah, you got
the stereotype. They say, oh, no, you know, you come across them drones. It's like, yeah, man.
Man is just, oh, I can't believe.
Wheeling off, yeah, get me. What going on, Wes, man? I feel like I can't hear from Wes, you know.
Mom.
Okay, yeah.
Can't hear from me?
Nah.
Someone actually messaged me and said, how come, like, Wes don't roll with you, man?
Yeah, because I'm old now, man.
No, I love it, man.
And you lot don't, you lot are single-minded when it comes to going out, so.
How?
When's the last time you went to a garage thing or a house?
This is what I'm saying,
that's what the problem is. That's what the problem is.
You invite man to the garage or house dance, man?
You know what?
Brother. I've definitely invited you.
You invited me.
I invited you because I thought there was there's no hope.
No, but hold on.
There's no hope. Because you lot are like real like, well, anytime you don't listen to music, it's yard music.
Yeah,
but I listen to garage as well. But there's not too much of it.
Well, how much time have we gone Garage Nation though?
Yeah,
what are we talking about?
I lie. Man's gone to a whole different country to listen to garage. No, we've managed to stop.
All right,
we'll garage, all we'll the garage, see. All the garage.
I'm saying this on camera now. We'll see.
All the garage heads. When man's time to go garage rave, now all of a sudden the house and garage ravers don't want rave.
Yeah, cause I can't. You know it is. After all these years, I still don't understand what man are saying half the time.
What, on garage beats?
No, in the yard dance. I don't know. Like,
oh, in the yard dance?
Yeah. Sometimes I see you going mad and I'm like, what? How the fuck do you know what he just said to us?
That's how I feel like in soca dances.
Yeah, it's mad. Yeah, and they say wild stuff.
What's your genre? Out of soca and...
No, in general. What's your favourite? What gets you moving?
Should I have to rub out both, you know?
Anything, really, apart from my piano.
What?
I don't like it.
I can't believe the disrespect.
You know how I like
it.
I thought you would have been after that.
Because sometimes it just goes...
It's just...
Where am I going? No, I don't understand that.
That's one of my favourite genres right now. It's mad.
I've never really...
good to train to.
No. I like Afrobeats. I like dancehall. I'm not really like a math... Like, I couldn't go to like an event that's just R&B. That'd get boring. Come on, man. Just one genre.
But old school R&B.
We got Taylor and Chucky, man. Really. I can't rub out their team still. Why are you doing that, man?
Old school R&B, I can do it, yeah.
UK rap, US rap. Just not on my piano.
Oh, I'll back you on that.
No, man. Piano. Like, I weren't really a fan
of it. No, you know what's pissing me off?
I heard some tunes. Which one?
The TikTok thing.
Yeah,
that is...
Why is
everyone doing it?
That's how you do it, though.
The fact that we knew what he was doing from just doing that.
Yeah. But I don't understand, because they're saying you've got to move your arms.
You got to step back and then shimmy.
Shimmy.
That's what I'm saying. The world's gone mad. Why am I shimmying? Like,
so what happened to dancing? What happened to feeling the music?
What do you do for garage?
What do you do? Just jump up and down?
No. My thing's pattern, fam.
So what's the garage dance?
The old school garage dance.
Anyone.
Oh, what do you mean?
The garage one was a...
But I don't see that again. I don't even see that.
You only see that...
Old school.
When you see the old man.
Yeah, the old man.
Trying to reminisce, but they're not really getting down on what's kind of a bend to here. They're just doing the hand down because they're not really... Their knees ain't really working.
Yeah. It's funny when the old man... When garage comes on and the old people are in there skanking, it's like...
Yeah, because... It's past your time. When it happens in their mind... They're 19,
still young.
Still.
Yeah, they're still young.
And their body's saying you're 50, fam. So yeah. Their moves, it's like, it's not really catching up with yourself no more.
It's not really moving still. So yeah, all right. So let's get into your thing now. So what do you do? We don't really know what you do.
That's a very big open question.
Yeah, it is a big open question still.
Well, yeah. I enjoy doing it. So obviously, as you would have seen, like on my socials,
I don't see nothing.
Okay, cool. Well, I was doing podcasting. And then, yeah, like, it was a combination of, like, I'd had people that had approached me to be on their pod. Mm. And then I was kind of just in a place where I was like, I'm open to doing it with other platforms.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, in that process, it was obviously platforms that I wanted to approach. You lot was one of them. And then I messaged you. And then eventually we got something booked in.
Yeah, I know, because last time What happened to the first time? Let the people know.
Okay, well, yeah. Let me sip my drink. I'm ready for this.
The first time, we were locked in. We had like a...
Locked in, you know. Hear this, yeah. Don't miss this story. Okay,
it was all me. It was all me. Okay.
Why is Unks busting up?
You're ready. No, no, no. You're already winning. You're taking accountability.
Yeah, I really, you're ready.
Yeah, I went out the night before. But I said to my girl, I was like, look, I'm filming tomorrow. Like, I can't be out till too late. Like, I can't take it too far. We're not doing shots. It's not that kind of night tonight.
And then
we went out for dinner, went to the club, and it just ended up being that, you know. So, yeah, I was just really hungover. I was so hungover the next day. Like, and I drank vodka. I'm not really a vodka drinker.
No, I don't drink that.
And I woke up the next day and I felt horrific. But do you know what it is? I didn't let you know until like a few hours before, which I know pissed you off. But I was like, let me just try to sleep it off.
One second, how did you know he's pissed off?
Yeah, how do you know he's pissed off?
Because I...
What was his response?
No, when... Blunt, like, super blunt. I was like, yeah.
Right, cool.
I was waiting for him to unfollow me or block me or something, and I was just like, oh.
He said energy.
Yeah, I knew.
You know my thing, man. Yeah. What? What do you mean a couple of hours telling me you're sick? Yeah, then I see that you're raving.
Oh my God, I said I was sick, didn't I?
Yeah, she was sick, and I see she's raving.
Oh, so she lied.
I was like, no.
Wait, you have to hear it from his
view,
because he's saying...
She told me you're sick, and then you're seeing big pieces of nonsense, kind of like, they're smashing. I'm like, okay, cool. So she fobbed us. So he was actually alright, but I'm still, but Unks is the one that saved you still. He said, oh, what happened to the one that was meant to come on? He kept asking. I was like, alright, cool, let's invite her.
Thank you.
So you have to thank him still. Or that's it, it would have been.
No, but you would have been joking if you'd have come and hung over.
No, I'm not.
You would have been raw, like, listen. Rags, isn't it? I've been here hungover sometimes. It's mad.
I just can't function anymore hungover. Like, when I was younger, I could, like, do stuff during the day, but I'm just, like, completely written off the next day. Like,
mash up, I'm finished.
Yeah.
Man, I need the whole day to recover, you know?
Yeah.
What?
It's getting worse with age as well. Like, they never used to be this bad, but they're really
bad. Before, you could go out and go work the next day.
Yeah. You feel a bit tender, but...
Yeah, you're no chance. Get through.
Sometimes I'll call in sick. Sometimes you actually feel better.
Yeah, because you're still drunk.
Yeah, you feel better on that shift than if you were just fully... Not that man comes to work drunk.
Because you could never be in touch.
Yeah, no, not me. I'm saying back in the day, obviously, when I was in the office team, you get me?
Man, no. There was definitely some drunk days at next.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, we're waiting for 11. Yo, when Mackie D's opening, car, we need that.
No, KFC. It was definitely KFC.
Oh, yeah, in the morning.
Then.
No, as soon as it opened.
Like midday, because we had the woman in there and she was patting bear chicken for us, right? Eating bear, so.
So, what made you want to do podcasting? What is it about you?
I like talking.
Where?
That's a good starting point, isn't it?
No, but...
What did you say?
I didn't even hear you.
I just swear.
Oh, right, talking. Well,
I don't know, because...
What is it? Do you have, like, strong opinions about things, or... Or do you just think that you're...
I think topics that I'm, like, educated on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've got strong opinions about things.
What about things you're not educated
are you
on?
Are you scared of being cancelled?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I've been cancelled before, but not on, like, for the podcast, something that I said on Twitter.
Well, okay, here we go.
Now we're in. I don't know.
Some guy posted...
It got to
American Twitter. This guy basically said, well, I need to find the tweet, but he, hold on.
He's got one of them tweets that's going to come back and resurface back in the day. One of them.
Have you got anything that you posted? You thought, I never really, you know.
Obviously, my thing was all right, you know. They tried to cancel man on Twitter one time, but my thing was clean.
Oh, here it is.
So this guy said,
I've got a bad habit of tricking on women with zero bodies. And then I responded saying, being a grown man and wanting a female with zero bodies is borderline creepy. That tweet got 4.1 million views.
So what happened? So what was wrong with
that? It's creepy for what?
For a grown man to want a woman with zero bodies. Like, he's got a thing for, like,
virgin women. Zero bodies. I thought you meant zero body. Like,
I thought you meant no curves or nothing.
Yeah, that's what you meant. See where our mindset is.
Virgins. That's what he's talking about.
No, I don't want no virgin.
And it was just like a
body can't call me mad, though.
No, I'm not mad, but like... like
as low as possible.
Having a thing for like, what do you? What does a grown man want with a virgin? Would you actually want with a virgin?
Clean front.
Okay, I can see where this is going.
That's like man saying, what do, why that's like saying why do you have to have a car that's brand new? Why can't you have a driver that's driven?
Explain to them why.
No, but if you're putting it in that circumstance, I prefer a used one.
Why?
Because as soon as you get the new thing, the mileage. I mean,
so what if there's a grown woman that you're believing sex before marriage?
I actually mentioned that. I said that's fine. If you're going by religion, it's cool.
Kind of what do you mean that's not your kind of woman? What do you mean? Why is that? Why?
No sex before marriage?
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway.
That thing's godly, isn't
it? But it might not be godly, fam, because I know there's
I know where he's going.
But we say minority,
it.
But I don't know how much minorities are doing it. Yeah, majority is
the minority report. But
that minority thing, they keep getting away with the minority thing, fam. Y'all get undercover. It's not a minority of them. No. Y'all are out here clarting, fam, even if they act like they're virgin, bro.
Yeah, all right, cool. But the ones that don't.
Yeah.
That's what man's talking about.
The ones that don't, you're not getting them.
How old are you guys?
I'm
27, yeah. If I met a man who's 27,
he's
a virgin, something's wrong with you. If you're not doing it for religious purposes, even a female.
But why?
Because majority of people are fucking. Unless you have a reason, whether it's religious reasons or you're saving it for marriage, more time it's weird.
Yeah, I hear that.
What's weird though?
Are you being for real?
Yeah.
The devil in the room. Who's got a mic and a Quran for
me? No, don't talk to us.
The church... The church boys, that's never done anything. They don't know anything. They're following a path.
Said religion.
Yeah, that's religion. Different.
So why is it weird?
Oh, so it's weird if they're not following that, but they're just...
They're just a virgin.
They just respected themselves.
Maybe they're not getting anybody. Maybe, like, no one...
Yeah, but why?
But maybe they're expecting
maybe themselves. No one don't like
them. Maybe the expectations you have is iron.
So you're telling me, you guys, being men, saying that you're attracted to something like that. So if a woman is just holding off having sex, and it's not because it's not for religious purposes, you're saying that you wouldn't look at that and be like, that's a bit weird.
No, a lot of men will go for the girl that's holding off because you want to be like, wrong, man.
Yeah, but why? What's your reasons, though? Because no one else has ever never touched that girl before. It's coming from a place of, like, possession, control.
Why is it a bit strong?
You're
right position.
To say that no one's touched my woman, exactly. No one's ever touched her.
Yeah, she's not active and local. You see when you see my girl.
Yeah.
You don't know her. She's not.
You can get that from a girl who's not at the end.
No, you can't.
How?
Because she's at the end.
Man can't walk in the dance with her. And then you go there, and there's gonna be two responses. It's gonna be, right, is that your girl? Yeah, boom, like. You put on a pencil, oh, it's like,
is that your girl?
You know, there is a happy medium. There is, like, what's that? You don't have to be, like, one extreme or the other. Okay, you can just be, like, in the middle.
What's the middle?
That a normal girl. Not a virgin, but not ran through.
All right, so what's normal, what's average numbers for women? That's what I want to know. Like, if you're 30 years old, what would you say is an average?
I'm very interested.
Man don't care about the body count like that, but man want to know what would be a good average medium for a normal woman.
Nah, because I feel like you're asking me what my body count is. Because whatever I say is a reflection of what I think is cool.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
Why?
All right, well, then let's go with that.
That's the only insight I have, no.
Oh, then your brain's clear, then.
Bro, I wouldn't even say it like that. Fucking, what's with this guy?
Yeah, we ain't taking shots today, yeah.
But if someone smokes weed, do you think they think it's cool? Doesn't mean you want to smoke weed. It might be cool for them. Yeah. My brethren gives me joke when he's high. It doesn't mean that you want to get high.
Yeah, it's true.
So what's the body count, then, do you think?
What do you guys think?
Me, personally.
At what age?
30.
If I say 30, I want to say...
Honest, you're taking too long.
I would say about 30.
What?
Bodies?
What?
Yeah. The only reason why I'm saying that,
I can't believe that.
No, man.
I'm saying
that's crazy.
No,
bro.
One second. No, wait, listen.
I was gonna say half of that.
It sounds wild.
It sounds gross.
I was gonna say thirteen, actually.
Wow.
Can we just use the one hand?
Wait, can we just use one hand?
Like, at least? Why are we using hands and toes?
Looking like this, bro.
No.
If you average that,
no.
You're like one man a year.
Two man a year. If you give a girl two man a year. Because most girls are in long term relationships, yeah. Most girls are either doing most of their body counts within a period of 18 to 24. So that early break for the university.
Leave him.
It's crazy. You get what I'm saying? So
no, go on.
If there's a gala, if averagely from 15 to
30. Oh my God. You think from 15?
Gala clocking from 13, 14, man. That's
not,
where it's
not all gala. Stop. Oh, come on.
Most gala losing their virginity at 15.
Brother.
Do you think most people are waiting until the age of consent to have sex?
And the age of consent is 16, by the way.
Exactly, but do you think the majority...
No.
What, did you wait until consent?
I was 15.
All right.
So you didn't...
Sorry, can
I... I had a boyfriend. I don't care. The answer was no. No questions outside the door.
Yeah.
So I'm saying majority of guys lose their... Let's say, averagely 15. So 15 to 15, that's 15 years. So I'm giving you two a year for 15 years. Which way it makes 30. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying.
But why is two a year normal?
It's not normal. But I'm saying we think that the gallum are not doing that.
Okay.
But secretly, the gallum are probably carting more than two a year. But I'm just giving that as grace. Because we don't know what the gallum are doing. How much gallum have you linked on a sly that nobody knows about and they're walking on the street looking like their bodies you? Yeah? Wes?
I don't know why.
What? You and the glasses going around.
Oh, dear.
I don't understand.
Covert. No more questions.
You're saying 30 to 15.
Yeah.
One a year.
Yeah.
At what age?
Cool. 30.
Up to 30.
So 15 to 15 years, one a year. Even that, 15. So let's say most women's is at minimum 10 to 15.
Rolls, please.
Maybe 20.
Rose,
majority
please,
of women.
Please, Rose.
But all of us men want gal with less than five, which isn't realistic.
I was saying a handful.
Yeah, that is it, so yeah. Unrealistic.
Why? Hey, no!
Why is it unrealistic in a lifetime?
Not in a lifetime.
By 30.
Right. But she's not 30, so she's in a lifetime. So to her, that's her whole life. Like we just
five think, people is a lot of
But is it unrealistic to the ones that's past the threshold?
What's the threshold?
The five.
Bastard.
It's not a lot.
That's a crazy number.
Some gala hit five in 1 year, bro. What are we doing here? A lot of gala hit five in 1 year.
Bro.
If you want to be realistic.
Listen.
80% of gala hit five in 1 year. They're not going to admit it. But
brother.
It's happening.
Brother.
Isn't it?
You see,
your generation, yeah? You've not been mad influenced and effed up by the music, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, you see, when I was younger, gyal were like, you look like princesses, they were the lovers, the caring thing.
But we was influenced by music as well.
Brother, these gyal listen to tunes about eating that man's body.
Mm.
Yeah? Yeah, that's
I need three man in a week. Yeah, my thing is turn up, look me square. It's mad, bro.
Yeah, it's mad.
Oh, there's no tunes nowadays where gal are like, oh, let me carry myself up here. And no, we're bosses. We're like,
now,
man.
And now it's frowned upon
no, but there is
to
no,
be a virgin.
You got scissors.
Look at
them.
Yeah. How mad that is.
Are you dumb?
That's
what do you mean, virgin? You lot are flipping, you lot are deluded.
No, she's saying it's mad for a man to want a gal that's a virgin.
No. Oh, that's so it's not mad to be the virgin. It's mad to want.
No, but she said it's mad to be the virgin. She's like, what's wrong?
I'm saying
it is frowned upon. If you do,
what,
you,
be the virgin.
Yeah.
Wow.
How many friends do you have that are virgins?
Oh God, was that pressure on Gal as well? Because obviously, when man was young, it was like, well, we beat you.
You not should return to the Bible.
Yeah.
Man can't lie nowadays because it's internet. There's evidence now.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was just house phones. Yeah, I linked one thing and sat. Yeah, and then.
But like, how many friends do you guys have that are virgins? Well, how many people do you know that are virgins? Well,
my kids.
Man are grown.
That's different. That's different.
It's true. Man's grown, so it's a bit different.
Well, I don't have any friends that are virgins.
What, when you was 15?
No, now. At 27.
But of course not.
Of course not. Because they've got friends like you, they're going to tell them they're weird. That, what?
That's rude.
No one ain't busted open yet. You just said that.
Yeah.
You said, we was about to get sitting there and I was like, No, I've never slept with my man. You'd be like, oh,
that's weird.
God.
I wouldn't try and influence anyone to do anything they don't want to do. If you're a virgin, that's...
I couldn't be squad though, could I?
Yeah, I'm the virgin. You don't want to roll with her, though. Let's get to the point of what's wrong with the man.
I've got
lots of different friends. But you don't want to roll with
her. You've got a virgin friends.
What, her sexuality doesn't impact me if she's got a good personality. But I'm just saying I don't have any friends that are virgins. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't write someone off because they're a virgin. What's that got to do with me?
Mm. But you just said, you did say, said you met someone at 27 and they're virgin. That's weird. Like, so you met me, I was a girl. And I was cool. My wife was like, we're chatting, and we got friendly. I'm like, I ain't even slept with no one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of you that's gonna be like, I thought you was cool, but you're a bit off, you know.
I wouldn't let it dictate like my whole vibe about someone.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying.
There's a part of you that would think. If you met a man that's
a virgin, then what? You're not gonna rate him.
What, and I was like interested in him.
You liked him. Yeah. You went on a date and found out.
What?
Everything was clean. The vibe was good. He's your type on paper. Man's treating you right, he paid the bill, and then he said to you he's a virgin.
It depends on the reasons that he's a virgin.
Religious reasons, spiritual reasons.
No, none of those.
So he found the right one to give his virginity to.
That's ridiculous, because men like that don't exist.
Why?
Is there anyone in your circle?
I know one guy that is doing that. He's about 24.
What's it? Would you find me more attractive if I was a virgin? No.
I can't believe
I'm in the room with Eve's daughters. It's crazy.
I'm gonna dash the apples at the room now.
but I get it from a woman's point of view. Yeah, I get why they wouldn't want.
Why would you want someone who's like not experienced?
Yeah, I get that. To experience get with up. You.
To... No.
Hold on. Why?
What, you
hold
on. Him up,
so I met you, and then I'm like this. Think about going to Dubai. You go, I've never been before. I'm like, kind of the by virgin now, man. You don't know how to pattern yourself.
So, man, let me take you along.
I've got time to teach you experience.
So, I mix my energy with no one.
Clean There's, energy.
Yeah, no STIs, never.
Clean.
And my things are right off.
No, and no other guy.
And no other guy can ever claim me.
And they can't chat to you until you only had your man's dick in
you. You can dictate how he goes now because he don't know. You can be like, yeah, do this and do that.
Only you've had it, you know, no one else.
I know, she's disgusted
with it. She's like, no. She can't believe it.
If no other girls want you, why would I want you?
I don't want no other girls.
You might not want no other girl. It's not that the girls don't want him. Girls want him.
All right, well,
but he just ain't giving it to no other girl. We're making up this circumstance. So I'm saying, gal are running him down.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to give it to none of the girls until he feels the right energy with the right girl. So he's found
you.
He's bucked you. He's dated you a
couple times. He's seen that you're looking.
Now he's about to let
him. He's cleared up. He knows that, right? If I get out, this one might trap me. This one. He's got bad things going in his mind. Nah, I'm holding out.
And you know what? He has held out, but you know what? Now you're that one, though. He feels that from you.
And
now you've gone on a few dates.
Yeah.
Energy's good.
And now the right one that he found don't want him. I wanted her to say it.
I just wanted her to say it.
No, we know what she's going to say already.
And this is why these young boys are out here, like...
Wow.
Right. You know what you forget about?
What, because the girls like me?
No.
What?
You forgot about? I'm like the courage-driven brother, like, listen, I'm on my business. I'm not time for Gyal. Gyal is going to be a distraction away from what I need to do.
You see men now
I'm in my mid-20s, and my business established... I can think about relationships and things. Mm-hmm. You're gonna rub me out because I done the right thing.
Yeah.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, not for me.
So yeah. Get them like the bad boys. Well, then.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm holding back from what I really want to say.
No, you can't.
Do you know what type of podcast you're in?
You better say it.
I think to conclude, I just wouldn't be interested in a virgin. Okay. That's it.
All right, fair enough. So let's flip it on the other side because we're saying this. She's saying it's way for the man to want a virgin.
But it instantly sounds nasty.
I get why.
It sounds like getting for a teenager.
No, but I understand why women... Not
because
really.
You're not... Yeah, it is.
We're going to get in that conversation in a minute as well, though. Yeah, why older men like young girls?
All right, but listen, you know why?
Mm.
It's instantly thought of... They want teenagers because girls are giving up front before they're older. So when a man says he wants a virgin, it's instantly thinking that he wants a young team.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they're
getting... Why is it that? Because
they're getting clouted up before they... You know what I mean? Before they hit 20.
Because in their mind, it's not... It doesn't sound right that a woman's of
Yeah, exactly.
There's none out there.
Yeah.
That's how it is. But, so now instantly it's, oh, you want someone young. He's a piece. But, come on, man.
But if you buck up on a girl that's 30 and she's a virgin...
I want to know how come... You heard that for so long.
I feel like that's a jackpot. Once you find out the reasons that the man will be what you that one day you're not
going to go. Say she's a virgin, but she's done oral sex, she's done anal sex, she's done everything else.
She's a virgin.
I know some tricks.
It ain't been tampered.
But is she getting caught in her back and then she's sucked big, fam? What do you mean it ain't been tampered?
It hasn't.
Been plotted in her back, you know?
See, that means yeah, you'll be in denial. You're in that.
She's very,
Because do we know the meaning?
If she's done that, I think she's done it all the way. There's no way you're just going to be like, yeah. What's the point of being a virgin if you're going to suck dick and pick in it? Anyway. You might as well just give up the front.
But I think that happens in the religious thing because it's still the generals.
Oh no, I get the religious because they sew up the thing. So obviously we burst that thing.
They sew up the thing.
That's crazy.
What's wrong with him? Sew up and then put the
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
It's the religious thing.
No, the husband meant to
cut the ribbon.
The husband meant to bust it though.
I don't know. I've never heard this before.
She might need to pee, bro.
Hey, listen.
Man said sew up the thing.
It's not the same hole, but obviously she could pee through the. You get me? Gaps.
So, what we've discovered that virgin man and virgin guys are right off to something.
Yeah, but you know what? Our girls with that mentality, because you just assume that guys have been sleeping around from the young anyway, so, like, what are you holding out for? Because some guys ain't held out. You're not going to really meet.
Why would you want to hold out anyway? Like, why is it frowned upon to, like, enjoy having sex?
No, but you know what it is? You see that? You see that energy exchange? You see when I was
It's an energy thing, man. You can't
It's something that I feel like I learned when I'm older.
But you can enjoy sex with people that, like, you connect with on that level. It doesn't have to be people with dirty energy or people that are bad for you.
So what makes... So when are you going to settle down?
Energy transfer with condoms?
Yes, bro.
What do you mean?
Everything. Kissing, touch, everything. Yeah, kissing, bro.
I'm saying, if you clout a gal without kissing and all of that, but just a condom, so you're not rubbing up.
It's bro, physical. Everything, fam. From your
It's physical.
No, because the condoms.
It's only on one part.
The condom
body.
Is
on one part.
You see,
Man's on some what?
No, you see, like in EastEnders, you see when they kiss.
Don't touch me.
You see when back in the day they used to do the mirror thing to do the kissing thing, innit? So they don't really touch lips. So the condom don't. There's no physical real. Skin to skin, you know what I'm saying?
So
then
why do you think that's the only way?
Your energy can't transfer.
But why do you think that's the only way? Why do you think that's the only way energy transfers?
I don't know how energy transfers. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And do you apply this to like your life?
Nope.
Apply what?
Okay.
Yeah, big hypocrite.
Yeah.
But I know what's right though.
That's what I'm saying.
I've noticed everything that I said, you're just like, oh.
Yeah. No, because you know what it is.
I'm just wondering.
You know
what it is?
Because my spirit's talking.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Rome's ain't talking about spirit.
You say it's spiritual, right?
Yeah. But I know what's right, innit? I'm just a hypocrite.
What's that?
So, let me ask a question. So does that mean that there's peer pressure on young people to have sex?
Yeah, long time.
Yes.
Without...
I don't know about Yael. I think
that's every generation. It's every generation.
Yeah.
But hold on, wait.
I think the internet's definitely...
You lot's thing weren't more peer pressure to do it. Was it peer pressure to do it or not to do it?
Not because of the internet, but I think it is normal to get to an age when you're a teenager, you've got hormones going through your body, you're going through puberty, you've got boobs, you're feeling things that you haven't felt before because you're coming out of childhood. It's normal to want to experience things with the sex that you're attracted to, whether that's men or women. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's more weird for you to, like, hold off of it because it's a natural process. To feel horny as a teenager is a normal thing.
I just don't want to experience that with you yet.
What?
He's still on his virgin thing. He's stuck on
it. Yeah, that's cool.
Are we past that now, yeah?
Yeah. Let the spirit rest on that one.
Because they're nothing. Boy.
But my thing is, and I'd advise this to any like young person as well. Like, you see that sex, like using your virginity, it should be like with someone that you got a relationship that you love and all them things.
Yeah.
Because it changes your attitude on sex.
But why? Does it matter?
I wish I'd done that.
Why?
See?
So then because it made a difference how I looked at sex.
In terms of what though?
In terms of like, if it was my girlfriend and that was together and that we had feelings, you know what I'm saying?
Then we had that experience. Now it's just looking like some because activity.
When I've done it.
Now you're right. Yeah. So what you're trying to say, if man done it properly, because I never done it properly either, but I'm saying if you done it properly in the right settings, you start you mean to go on.
Yes.
So if you clout a random gal on your virginity, the fuck it, you're just going to clout everything. But if you have a gal,
you're gonna
take it more importantly.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know, I've never looked at life like that before, you know. But now you said that.
Yeah, because now I just like,
I think I fucked up.
Yeah. A lot of people do, but it's the pressure thing. It's the pressure thing.
I lost mine in the park early.
Yeah. In the park.
That's most
the
same
done. That's what I'm saying.
No, but if, like, look at
that. That was peer pressure. My man Brandon was like, yo, there's a girl over there.
Man's losing it.
That's how it happened, bro. Now I wish I saved that, man.
Yo, there's bare man with that who have that same story.
I don't want the same story, how do I rewind?
Is it you can't.
Can you go back?
No, you can't.
What about the born again people? Because they turn virgins again.
The born again.
My brethren went and done the thing and was born again and he was cleansed of everything, fam.
Good for him.
So it works.
No, good.
I see a post about that.
Yeah, like you cleanse your whole thing.
A front done up and all type
of
surgery and all of these things and now she's saying, I ain't got no bodies because no one ain't really touched this front. It's new.
No, but it's true.
Wow.
Yeah, you agreed to that last time. That's ridiculous.
No, but it's true though.
It's not a car, you can't replace it.
All right, bro. All right, so she's so you clouted her when she was young.
Yeah.
Then she got older, she done the vajadal thing, whatever, fixed up her thing, changed it, all of that. It's new.
It's not new.
Because let's say you... The
exterior is new,
but,
the interior is
the same.
When
you're a teenager, the lenging that you gave the gal when you was a teenager ain't going to be the same lenging that you give a gal when you're 30, and it ain't even the same things because your things are going to grow. So she's going to get a different penis, no?
Your car outside.
Yeah.
You spray that black.
Yeah.
Is that a new car?
It's the same car.
All right, then.
But I sprayed the black, fam. It didn't grow.
Yeah.
It didn't change.
Yeah.
If I change the engine, it's a new car. If I change
the
heart in the thing, change it from a two.
What's the registration on the car?
What do you mean?
You said it's a new car.
It don't matter, but the registration.
It don't matter.
Hold on.
Up
the registration will stay the same, but if I put a new engine in there, the mileage ain't the same.
Yeah, but you can't put a new spirit in a gal.
But you could put a new mileage, fam. What do you mean?
I don't think he's getting what man's saying.
No, I get what you're saying, fam. You're not getting what I'm saying.
Go on.
Because you lot are talking about spray paint. If I just spray paint my gal, she ain't gonna change. But if I change the organs within her body, she got new organs in them thing there.
Simple. She just refurbed, man.
She just refurbed.
It's a refurbishing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a refurb.
It's still the same yard, though, no?
No, man. It's like customising a car, innit? You have a straightforward car and then you put spoilers on it and everything.
Yeah, you fix it up.
But it's still...
I like the way you use the word spoilers.
But hold on, because that's like, if you get a basic gal,
and
she's basic and you start fix her up and you... give her the most experiences or whatever. She's a new gal, fam. She's not the same gal from,
on that,
before the spoilers.
On that
Come on. Different.
If you met a guy, a bit rough around the edges, I'm not talking about attitude, but just looked a bit rough, but he was, and then you took your time and fixed him up, like, you know, I helped dress him and all them things there. Do you think now, like, because most times when that happens, guy goes up and does something because now you created him. Like, would you feel that bitter about that? Or any man that you're with, do you think they have to be of a certain standard?
I think I've had an experience like that where, like, I've been
talk
with someone...
Talk to us, man. We're here for you, man. Talk to us.
Where, yeah, I've had an experience with someone who was, like, building themselves up and then when they got to where they wanted to be...
And you helped them on that process?
In ways that I could, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, I think because of that, I don't think I would date someone who's, like, difficult one.
It's mad. It's
a difficult one.
She won't be like, she don't want to be like with a guy again. That's to come with these things.
You know, there to be, there's why to be like,
there's certain non-negotiables. Like, I would want a man to have his shit together. That's, yeah.
But what does this stuff look together? So, like, shit or whatever. Look like.
You'd have to drive. That's a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
It's a weird one because I've just moved back into my mum's. So, like, one of my dating rules was I wouldn't really talk to someone unless they had their own place.
Mm-hmm.
But then for me, I've gone back to my mum. So, like, how can I expect that?
Can't
if
judge that.
No, but one second.
Exactly.
Because you may not want to be at 27 going in and be like, hi, mum. You understand what I'm saying? You might just want to come
That's
back.
That's not fair.
Why can't she expect to have his own yard?
The guys that I like are typically always older as well. So I would expect...
I knew that, I can tell.
Yeah, why?
I can't.
No, because,
believe.
No, because...
I can't.
Why can you
I can't tell.
Come across that? You see that if someone, for example, at your age, there's not many young men that are mature by then, and I don't think you'd really entertain it.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got that face that you'd be looking at, why am I here? Probably send an SOS call.
No.
That's
what?
What?
No. What? No. No.
The young ones have got more bread than the older ones nowadays. What do you mean?
Yeah, but
they're more patterned. Right,
you may not want that day, bro. Me with a criminal and might get shit.
So you only go with older men, not younger?
Yeah.
I can, yeah.
Probably what I was going to say, though.
I don't know.
Not too old,
you're talking about bidding up, like bidding up someone and then kicking up.
I was going to say... Obviously, with everything that's going on, what's wrong with... Like, cool, there's nothing wrong with you having your expectations. And obviously, you want certain things, innit? But if a man's gone back to his mum's yard, let's say he's just gone back there temporary, whatever, and he's just gone back to bill up, but he's got a plan.
I think that depends how locked in I am with him. And his personality. There's different
factors.
But
what if you meet him when he's at his mum? Not like locked in and then he went to his mum's. I'm saying you bucked him, but he... Before you met him, he was 30, you know, he's doing his thing. He's just gone through a little blip this year or two, but you only met him in the blip, though. You don't know about the certiness before that. You've just met him in the blip, but he knows in his head he's about to turn this back around, but he needs that woman next to him. But now, you only met him on the blip, so how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, so to you, it's just looking all clumsy.
Yeah, it's looking clumsy like, right now.
You can't see the vision because you weren't there for it, and you didn't see it.
I'm not that, like... materialistic the right word to use? I don't know.
No.
I wouldn't be that focused on that. If he was keeping me happy in like other ways, there's more than one way to keep a girl happy. So if he was doing other things, yeah. Feed them, experiences, gifts, you know. But
Hold on. This is my I'm lipping right now.
Oh yeah, he's
Yeah,
you see the pressure already.
I'm lipping.
I missed out the situation, yeah, gifts. No.
Experiences, but, you know, experiences, holidays, listen,
and that, you know. Yeah. 100%
believer.
100% believer.
What?
Like, I don't think certain man would even get that close. You know, just seeing that can smell you coming, like, not literally smell you like you stink, but like, I don't think so.
Oh, what? You think she's gone?
She's not even
bougie like that.
Not bougie, she just knows what she wants.
I do, that's something about me.
I don't know, but
I fall for like
bad boy.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
That's why they're Bear Grylls. She's like, I know
it's
wrong,
boys,
but
the bad ups. The bad boys.
That bad up.
Bad boys.
You like bad up?
What's bad up? Like getting badded up.
Yeah.
Within reason. When
you look at the smile.
Yeah.
That's what man reason.
I like a dominant man. I don't a man that I can. Yeah, I don't want to be able
to. But he's got to be proper, though.
Yeah.
No, bummy alpha.
Yeah. Who'd want that?
Yeah, but bummy alpha.
Bummy alpha. Bro, if you're dominant, brother, you're dominant.
Yeah.
No matter what you got.
Yeah.
Joe House rules everywhere.
But being that gives you confidence from having certain things. You can't just be alpha and not have nothing.
Because you have to have her shit together.
What does she have to have?
Yeah.
To do what?
To have what she wants. What does she have to
have? But she didn't finish saying what she
wants. No, but he said she might not have her shit together.
No, but finish your expectations, then we can go to...
Okay.
Of, like, a guy that I would entertain...
Driving, have his own house.
No kids.
Have his own place. You don't have to own it, but have your own place, yeah?
No kids.
No kids, go on. You don't really like that much older man then, but go on.
Yeah, when I say older, not that much older. Like, I'm 27, so, like, 30. That is a good age, but...
I could have a damn child that's 30.
Really?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, chill out, man. Why you like to lie? Why'd you like to put so much age on you?
It was a joke.
No, man, don't do that energy, man. Come on, dude. Yeah, man, spring chicken, man. Yeah, always putting age on you.
I like it, though. I'm just it. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no kids. Everything else kind of falls under, like, what my type is. Like, physically, what's his personality like, his temperament, you know? So... yeah, those would be like my non-negotiables, I guess, unless you want to go into that as well. Like,
I know, because then you're going to get nitty picky and then by the time you finish, a man might be watching and thinking, you know what? You look crisp up.
It's not that bad, but depends on the guy.
So then your question was?
I don't know.
About,
because you know my brain,
what's your, the shit?
Oh yeah, what do you come with?
Yeah, what do you bring to the table, girl? Do not say what these youngsters say nowadays. I don't want to hear about.
I don't know where to start. Like, I'm a good friend.
Yeah.
That's not what you want from him.
A good friend.
No, no, but that's not what she wants. That's not what she wants from him. But go on.
I'm a good cook. I like taking care. Like, I have a complex where I like to be taken care of, and I like taking care of him. You know. Okay. So there's gender assigned roles. So as long as he's playing his part, I like to do mine too. And that comes under like things like
maybe she likes big man still.
Cooking, cleaning for my man.
Kids, brother.
I don't mind doing my man's laundry, cooking for him, sending him lunch, making sure he comes home to a warm
to work.
Yeah, like his packed lunch.
Look at this.
Like, I like doing that kind of stuff, but like there's an exchange.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the exchange?
Like, I want to be taken care of. I want nice things. I want to go out and have nice dates. But I feel like
If a woman patterns her role and does that, the man will naturally do that.
Yeah, anyway. I like romance. Like, I like consistency with these things, not just like, oh, it's my anniversary.
What does romance thing is mad?
Romance can be like...
You don't want a mama, man.
On like...
What?
A what?
Mama.
Google it.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but it can be small things. Like, you come home from work and he's run you like a bath and there's like candles and little things. Jeez, and you, like, massage much, like, before bed. That's like an...
So how consistent is that every night?
No, not every night.
She said the odd. She said the odd.
That's like a little something, you know what I mean?
She comes in, like Champions League, something. Arsenal's playing, but she's like, babe, run me a bath, candles, I need massage, all of these things.
Honestly?
When Arsenal's playing, Champions League.
No, but you have to know your man. Why would I do that if the match is on? Why would I bother him in that time?
Because a lot of girls like just talk.
She's aware. She sounds aware still. Oh, the match is on, yeah, I'm not even going to ask that.
They all say that.
I said they all say that until...
No, it's true.
Live and direct, you get me, babe? You get me, I said, run my bath. You know, like that one. Trust me, on the pod they sound. It sounds nice.
<I'm so sorry.
laughs> She's looking at me like, oh, I'm gonna kill you. Okay, so you won't bother him when he's watching his football.
I'll probably watch it with him.
Okay.
I dated an Arsenal fan for a long time, so I feel like I know.
She said Arsenal player. We said Arsenal player would have been a.
No,
why? Yeah.
There's
no way he would have left. She'd be.
But I know a couple of girls in there that got left by big Arsenal football players, bro. And she's driving around in it.
Yeah, not her.
When she was with him though, she was high rolling. Now she's in some.
She
got hiding her car with her.
He's an Arsenal.
Am I lying though?
That's mean.
Huh?
That's mean.
Why that mean? No, because she used to be bougie when.
Oh, you're actually talking about someone real?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was with an Arsenal player.
No, but you know what's mad though?
Like, when he was big Arsenal player, she was breaded off at the time, moving bougie. Later on, yeah?
The man just said, yeah.
Yeah, man, bust out. Yeah,
subs.
Gone. And now she's, contract, yeah? Now you want to have conversation with the man, them, like, used to be my life, man.
You got released
mutual. Now we mean something.
Yeah. Hey, no, still. So, yeah, man. What's the next thing? Because. I had something written down.
So hold on. So, your expectations, this current climate, will not only have to be the money man. Because a normal guy working the job can't give you what you need.
You can't,
no matter how much he loves you and wants to serve you, he can't really give you what you need. So then it's a bit fucked. You're going to have, there's nothing wrong with it, but you're going to have to.
Yeah.
What's that first?
And then when you go to the money, man, guess what has to deduct? That body count, man. Because he's going to expect, you know what I'm saying?
And you're gonna have
the only thing dangerous about money, man, if they're looking after you like that, it's a thing of like, not, what's the word? Financial
freedom.
Stability.
No, but it's the other words. If it's not freedom, I don't want to say chokehold, but it sounds like I'm being a
Oh, like.
But like, it's got you like,
by it's the
like financial abuse, like
yeah.
Because if you're there and he put you in his house and you're there and you ain't working, you're patterning him and that. Quite argue.
I'm just saying I like those things.
Yeah. You have to always make sure you've got your own things though.
Yeah.
Man comes on, he's looking after you, making sure the house is good, everything. You're the main one, but he's got a couple, yeah, sides.
I don't think no.
Why?
In this current climate.
When you have your like jollof and all of them things, you don't fling a coleslaw and salad on the side, or you just leave it dry.
What's your like? Is that like normalised to you? No, have like a girlfriend or a main, and then like
not asking. Is it possible?
No.
Okay.
It couldn't run.
Why?
Because.
But you're number one. You know, he's looking after the household, everything.
No. I came out of something recently that showed me. I mean, not that I needed that situation to show me, but like. I can't do that. Okay. I can't share what I, you know.
It was meant to be yours.
Yeah. And I've made it clear. So if I find out, it's done.
It's not.
Why?
How can it be?
What was the question?
He said it is yours. And I said, it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah, but why is it not? If you're sharing it, how is it mine?
Say, yeah,
it's
not really sharing.
It is.
But it is sharing.
Because he's not patterning the other girl like he's patterning the wife.
He's patterning me cocky.
Oh, my God.
That's it, but she ain't getting the food, she ain't getting the bag, she ain't getting the clothes.
Yeah, no, but see, as a girl, yeah, she can have all that stuff, and the girl will be like, yeah, when he was eating me out yesterday, you're going to be bitter. You don't want him to breathe on your cutlery no more, you understand?
That's a breathe on your cutlery.
It's mad.
It's sick,
trust me. No, I'm telling you, because if a girl, that's what she's getting, she's going to use that against him. If that's all she's got, she's going to use that against him.
Yeah, it's true, still.
It might become long to you, but boy, it was mad for me last night. You're going to be rattled. The man could tell me that about my girl, she can't come back to my house.
Mm.
You can't. I'm gonna go.
Have you guys been cheated on before?
How are you gonna assert yourself when the money man's got loads of options?
Because
you're gonna have loads.
How am I gonna say?
Yeah, how are you gonna make me different from the rest that's running him down as well?
See, what am I gonna do if I find out that there's other girls?
No.
You know what you're gonna do if you find out that there's other girls.
Yeah, I know what that's gonna happen. What's the question? So
is that what you meant?
No.
I thought you meant like what makes you stand out.
Yeah.
He's got better options. Normally it's the girl that's got the options.
Guy, I think everyone has options.
No, girls have options more. Options. Listen.
Only the top percent of women.
A girl can put an Instagram post of her trainers, yeah? Yeah. Bare man's putting it, oh my God, beautiful.
Look at the ankle.
Yeah, it's mad.
Man, look at the ankle.
Yeah, no, it's mad.
That's true, fam. Man will find any part
you see the ankle? Yeah. Like, if he was mine, I would cream them ankles every minute of the day. Oh, yeah, that might rub them out still.
Yeah, that would rub them out, but they like that, though.
Yeah, I would probably put a comment like, why is your ankle dry?
Yeah, it's true.
I think me personally, is I'd be very direct with what I want. So, like, I'd make it clear if we're seeing each other exclusively. I'd make it known if, like, I want to be with you. I wouldn't leave a grey area, but then I'd also do my part to make sure I'm, like, in... I don't know, there's not really much you can do. You can show a person what you want, but if they're not taking you in or if they're not reciprocating that, there's nothing you can do.
It's true. And if you ain't being reciprocated, what are you still trying for? Just to make someone see.
I'd probably leave if I'm not getting what I want.
If they don't see, you've got to keep trying to show them his peak.
No.
Yeah, his peak, man. Just bust out, man.
Yeah, because that... All right. So, have you found this in your lifetime, your short span of life that you've had so far? You see that men, you know when you first meet them?
Yeah.
Are they that bare interest in that? On you morning, afternoon, texts and all them stuff, and then it slows down.
I've had an experience like that.
But generally, does it maintain?
It depends on the guy. No, you get guys that it's consistent and it gets better and something progresses, and then there might be a guy who just got what he wanted and now his efforts are dropping and it's very clear.
Yeah, that definitely happens. But I think that definitely when I was young, it definitely happened. Meet a girl... gassed. Like, meet you at the rave. And miss you when you get home. Message you. You might message back, chat and shit. The next day you're messaging. And, but you know, for that period of time, when you're like that, you're not really doing the rest of life, innit? You're so, like, besotted and excited by this girl.
Yeah.
And after, like, a week or so, you're like, shit, I've got to be going to gym. I've got to be doing this. I've got to be doing that. But it always seems that girls would be like, what's changed? It's like, nothing's changed. I've just got
to
do
that. I've gone back to
living life. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you don't like the girl the same, but it's just like well, I've got things to do as well.
Yeah.
But you see that change, does that, like, because to me, girls get upset by it. Like, right, you used to ring me, like,
yeah.
Last night, somebody called me. Yeah, because I had someone else to call.
Yeah, like, I need like, to start that, chatting to my people again. Yeah, you're not the only one on my line, you know?
Yeah. But then, is it our fault then for...
It is our fault.
Yeah, you started me to go on. Yeah. So but if you started me to go on, it just seems rude.
Yeah, but I don't start like that.
I start slow,
innit? Yeah. And then you just maintain the slowness throughout the whole thing.
But then you can respect it because you knew it. Do you understand his point?
Yeah.
You kind of understand his point.
Yeah, because if I know I'm going to slow down in 6 months or whatever, I'm not going to go mad.
6-7 days, not even.
Bro, man, said 6-7 days.
Bro, 6 months of being lost in the source.
But I can maintain.
Bills have to get paid and thing, you know.
No, but I don't think I change my routine when I get a girl. She has to be slotted into my routine.
Now.
If that makes sense.
That's
no, but now, have you always been like that? Have you always been like that?
No, when I was younger, I was making that mistake. And then fuck it up. And like, no, hold on. I need to start as I'm going to go on. So you know what? Instead of me
focusing on you,
boom. Man, yeah, this is what I'm doing. You're rolling or you're not rolling. But boom.
So, yeah. Simple. So do you think that you, because I've asked a lot of women this question, so do you think consistency is key?
Yeah. Consistency is attractive.
Yeah, so if I'm rags, then you know I'm rags.
What does rags mean? What do you mean?
Sorry, it's my old word. So it means that you might tell me something, I'm like, no, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
I'm just not coming. But if I maintain that, you know, you see, by the time next time he asks me, probably he's going to say he's not coming. So if I do say I'm coming, it's like, oh. Do you get what I'm saying?
But she might want you to be coming out to these places with her.
But what I'm saying...
Fuck this guy.
See, then, so then you can't start as you mean to go on.
Why?
Because like, it's like honeymoon for you. See, we just met a guy.
No, I know what you're saying because that's you. What you just explained.
Why is he doing this?
Wes doesn't turn up. Wes don't turn up to nowhere. Like, man will go to places. Yo, Wes... Wes ain't turning up nowhere, you know. But nowhere, you're consistent across the board with that. Even on phone calls, you're consistent as well. Like, yo, Wes, what got? Yeah, let me call you back in 5 minutes. 5 days later, man. Like,
Five days later.
But you're consistent with that. So I know what to expect.
So it turns from, he's a prick to, that's Wes.
Yeah. Because man knows now, like.
But then it's shit to be in that predicament because people are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, because you're not going to be trustworthy. Like,
they understand.
Wes and, you get me?
But you see that thing when you first meet a man.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like he does something that you find annoying, but you just met him? Would you be that wary of? I don't want him to think I'm moaning. Is it that important?
Yeah, at the beginning, it depends how bad it is. I would try to push it aside because I don't want to seem like I'm nitpicking.
But you see even that, and then you see with the problem because you're not starting as you mean to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that people do that because you might, because at first you just met someone.
Yeah.
I don't want to seem like I'm being on top already and it's not really that bad. And then months down the line, you could be doing the same thing and I'm like, no, you're taking the piss. Yeah, that right. I've always been doing that.
Yeah.
Honeymoon periods are dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, and no one's been their authentic self.
Mm.
Oh, no, man.
Think about it, you're not. You're presenting your best self. You're trying to impress this person.
And your best self is not always your best
self.
Because I'm trying to think, do I present my best self? Like,
you always do.
I'm trying to think, I might be the person in the last 2 years, I ain't been the best. It's been all right, but my best, it's peak.
So I'm saying, when you meet a girl.
When I meet a girl.
You're going on dates and stuff.
Yeah, but if I go on dates and I'm not in the greatest places, the dates might look lit, but it ain't.
It doesn't matter.
The budget
matter,
is, yeah, get me? Like,
no,
yeah,
it doesn't matter, cool. But you're still
might
doing
go
it.
To a bowling or...
Yeah, but you're still doing things. What I'm saying is...
But man will go with somewhere within man's budget.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're still going places. What I'm talking about is was going, and now we're not doing the fun stuff because we're just chilling.
All right, but I want to be different with that. I like to go anyway. So even if I go by myself, that's why with me it's all right. So if a girl comes into my situation... She's going to have that anyway. Because I like to go out. Do you get what I'm saying? Naturally. Yeah. With or without you. If you're rolling, you're rolling. If you're not rolling, you're not rolling. I don't care. I'm still going out.
So, for example, you said you like cooking, looking after. So, I would feel like you met a man taking you out. You wouldn't show him what you can do. You can cook.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got this thing, you're cooking all the time. Then you don't. So can you have the same energy? You might have had a day where you're running around.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because a man will have a... No, no, but...
The Bolognese,
yeah.
Where's the pasta harder? Yeah. You can't be arsed no more.
I can't get my stir fried prawn into these things.
Some case like the love prawn, isn't it? Yeah, no. Yeah, but she was doing up stir fried prawn before.
I lie. And now nothing. I come home and I'm hungry.
So would that...
Yeah, I'm vexed. I'm vexed.
So, like, in terms of, would a man have a right to be upset?
Yeah.
100%.
I'd say so.
Of course.
Because
how can man's energy
you
be
set,
up
like,
if you're not feeding
a standard and then you stop doing it for whatever the reason is, like, sometimes girls stop doing these things because they feel like they're not emotionally on the same page as the man. Yeah, so if they feel like they're not being heard or they're being dismissed or he's doing shit that pisses the girl off, the girl will pull back in a certain type of way.
Well, if he's waxing off the food, he's showing you.
Yeah.
What, that he likes the food?
Yeah.
That's all he's showing me.
No, he's appreciating. Like,
how is he appreciating it?
Because most men just don't eat from anywhere. So if he's waxing off your food, he's appreciating your food and he's loving it.
Yeah.
And he's coming back for more.
Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, man, you went off.
Now you want a container.
Just because he ain't spoken, you know. Remember, yeah, 75% of language is body, you know. A man's eating.
Yeah, he's also hungry. Like, he needs to feed himself. Like, it's got nothing to do with anything.
I lie. We get Morley's or something quickly.
No, like, men like to be like looked after, innit?
Yeah, 100%. What can you cook?
What can I cook?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that question.
Why?
Everything.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Lamb chops, prawns, pasta dishes.
Stir fried prawns, and I already mentioned.
What, curry got in that?
Not the best. Curry chicken.
So you can't cook everything then. You know what I'm saying? Don't say everything, you know.
No, I can cook it, but I wouldn't say it's my best. Okay. I'd say my curry chicken's better.
You see, like, a man like that's a chef, yeah? He can chef up, innit?
You can cook.
Yeah, so you know, if you cook, yeah, the honeymoon period, would you be honest?
100%.
Because you know how you cook.
Yeah,
and
my thing's different.
Yeah, but...
I don't mind. If she can't cook, then I'll just cook, innit?
Stop. You saw her slaving away. You know she put better effort in. You know, she's been in there for hours. Yeah, and it's meaty. I'm asking you, Smokes. Yeah.
He's gonna...
I say what? You couldn't drink or a little old boy? You get me? Just to know...
I don't know, you know. I don't know.
In honeymoon period.
I don't think he would, man.
She invited you out for dinner.
I don't think he would.
She invited you out for dinner.
I don't think he would.
And you tasted it.
I don't think he was this it, still.
This it? I mean, do you know me? I've had one... Yeah?
No.
I just didn't eat it.
So what did you do?
Nothing. I didn't eat the food, did it?
What did you do?
Was the night ruined?
No, I said, listen, you get me.
I said, listen.
You get me, car. Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't like it at the time, so I didn't eat it. And then you're fucked up as well.
Whoa. Not ever.
Yeah.
You know, I've been cool all episodes. You know what I'm saying?
Lockdown, man. Yeah? Seeing one, gal is on, man. Boom, boom, boom. She's made me a food one time, innit? Like, I'm thinking, right, she's like, I'm going to cook you, blah, blah, blah. Made man some rice and chicken. And remember that time? This is him, bro. You better mind she didn't put no sweat rice in that. I ruined my whole food, bro. I couldn't even eat that.
Why would you do that?
Man, I always say that.
Bro, is that why he said it?
Mashed up man's food. Now I'm looking at the thing like, I can't even eat this, bro. Sweat rice.
Sweat rice.
You know what's about that? Sweat?
Okay, this is a good one. We don't need to tell her.
What's sweat rice?
So
look at 2 inches.
Yeah, it's interesting because she got.
Don't worry about it.
I'm gonna have to get.
I'm just gonna Google it.
It's a spell you put on your food if you want the man to fall in love with you.
Oh.
Like fully though.
She either leans over, or crutches over the pot, or she puts her panties
in
there.
Oh yeah, I've heard of this. Yeah.
Oh, see what I'm saying?
So I'm saying they're all cooking it, man.
So what's it called in your side of the bar?
The girl used the thing as a stickers.
Yeah, Steve, that a panty in the rice.
I wish she didn't have a strainer.
What strainer? Big spoon and stir the pan in there as well.
Oh my god!
And then you cook the rice in that.
And then man's telling me the guy, yo, you put sweat rice in your tea.
Because James was like,
my tea was rude, bro. James, the food looked all right, you know. I was ready to.
James was like, because remember he was going through that.
He was going across the road.
So the love spell to get it.
You got sweat rice.
So I asked him one day. I said, bro, like when she was cooking, like did you notice anything? He's like, yeah, she always used to have pants near the. I'm sorry.
I'm going to a girl's yard and she's got panties anywhere in the
area. I said, are you sure? He's like, yeah, there was always something beside this, the pot.
I was like, never, man. Yeah. He just gassed it, bro.
So let me call James.
She was like, she like can't walk on the top surface top as well. The nasty.
Bro,
she was Nigerian.
Oh.
You're Nigerian, isn't it?
I'm half Nigerian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yoruba?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man. See what I'm saying? So the Niger got them. Dangerous.
Mixing what?
There's a lot of witchcraft in...
Yeah, of course.
Africa.
So that's where it originated from.
What do you mean?
Oh, Nigerian, right. Originated, but it's there.
Half Indian, half Nigerian.
Is it? Mad mix. Oh, yeah. That's where it originates from, then.
Don't originate from, but yeah, it's heavily...
indulged in that culture.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So in Niger, what do they call it?
I don't know what the name is for it. It's just witchcraft, isn't it?
Do you speak language?
No.
Oh, my days. Oh, I don't understand that.
I can't believe this.
Why?
So my dad died when I was 6, so his side of the family, it's fine. Perfect. It's actually his anniversary today. 21
years. Is it?
Yeah.
No, little Hugs, what's that in there? You can't put it on the floor.
Put tissue down first.
You should have let that be known, man.
It's cool, it's cool. So his side of the family are from Nigeria. And obviously when my mum and dad divorced and then he passed away, I didn't really spend a lot of time with them growing up. So, yeah, my immediate family is, like, my Indian side, my mum's side.
Have you been to it? No,
I want to, but it's the kind of country you wouldn't go to unless, like, you went with, like, someone that you trust.
Yeah, if I heard you get kidnapped there quickly.
Yeah. It's not safe.
Yeah, it's
not safe.
No, but the airport. Bro, I heard they kidnap you.
What language do Indian people speak?
Punjabi. Well, they speak lots of different languages.
Do you speak that?
When my family are talking . I can maybe pick up like they're talking about.
In this 27 years in a try.
That's
embarrassing, isn't it?
I bet she talks to me when she needs something from like, you know, from like some auntie or dad. The whole language comes from auntie.
No.
What the hell?
What did he say?
He said you get discount at the hair shop.
No. What? No.
No one's ever asked me that before.
That's why we don't bring him nowhere, though. Like, nowhere.
He said no one's ever asked her that. That's a unique question. Different.
But I don't think so, because you don't know the language.
But she understands.
If you said it to them...
Walks in the shop and they're trying to rub her out, and she could turn around and say, what? Man, don't you get, even though you can't speak,
I feel like if someone was saying something bad about me, I could. But it's the same. I think it's a generational thing. Like my nan obviously spoke like the language to all my aunties, but like my cousins, we're all the same. Like we don't speak it. Okay. We kind of understand it, but that's as far as it goes. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's the Indian man in the right. Would you drag out the woman at the shop?
Both sides of that, both your sides, you get me, so what's the whole video?
Wasn't she stealing from the shop?
Okay, she was coming,
she wanted a refund, innit? They said, you can't get a refund, you get another item.
Yeah.
Wes wants to do the accent while he's...
No, I'm not.
I can see it.
I'm not. You keep trying to draw me out. So she's done that, then she decided, I'm taking this and walking up. Yeah, and he goes, no, where you going, innit? You're not going out of here. So she's trying to... But then she boxes him.
Oh.
A grown man gets thumped in his face by his own shop, yeah? Doesn't retaliate. Tries to grip her. She grabbed the trolley, yeah? He's walking, he's gripped her. She's like, oh, get off me. She got the basket thing and bust it on man's head. Remember when Sheldon got the...
Fam,
it's not even about it being the pain, it's the violation. Because the thing bust on his head, didn't it?
Yeah.
So then he choked her. For a couple of seconds, he choked her, but then he stopped.
He realised, you get me?
Camera, woman.
Yeah, all these things. So now, and then you must have seen it from there where he must have choked her.
Yeah.
What's your point, sir? It's a man. No, I'm not talking no more because my team makes
it's a man and a woman, but the woman's the woman boxed the man, you get me?
And the receipt says no refund.
Yeah, she
self-defense is one thing, but you're attacking someone at that point. As a human, you have to defend yourself.
Yeah, so what he's saying, the self-defense was...
him. He defended himself.
Yeah,
he got
how
can someone
and
hit you?
With the
yeah.
But they're saying
and
he had enough strength to kind of.
Because if you keep hitting someone like that, you're asking for a fight.
He didn't see the other hand out of the clinch
and sweat.
And swung. Yeah.
Bro, did you see the swing? It was a.
Yeah, it was mad. It was mad.
I haven't seen the full video, but
I'm not gonna lie. I would have given the Stone Cold Stunner in the stomach. Boom. Ooh. Dropped her on the floor. Bro, she's violating. Bro, I'm about this Even Stevens thing. No, but no, I don't care. Because if I walked up to a man almost twice my size and I box him in his face, what am I expecting him to say?
I get that.
You're only half my size, I'm going to allow you.
No. Tump, man, I try to tump your face off.
Mm.
If I failed, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, so.
So who got in trouble in that situation again?
The shop got closed.
I don't know,
they
were
closed
down.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, but didn't they open the back door?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but the my point being like is, that. Why should it have been closed down?
Yeah.
Because obviously Rasbeck and them man.
No, but I'm saying if it was another race, would black people have the same energy?
What if it's a black person?
What if it was black on black?
Yeah,
because if it was, that is the best. Because if it was black on black, no one would have said nothing. You know, they would have said, yeah, she should have owed that. We ain't
able to fight. Tried teeth out the man's shot.
So if a woman hit a black man,
if she went brown, and if she went brown eagle. Did
I pick up food and then
whatever, and then they was like, "Listen, like you're saying you don't want the food, bringing it back, but half of it's eaten.
Yeah.
What are you doing?"
And then she's like,
"No,
fuck, I'm down in the fridge and taking bare pineapple punch."
Irish,
yeah,
in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then the man said, "What are you doing?" And then she
laced one in his head and then bust in his head.
Yeah, and then she dashed a drink at him and then he just clutter a box. What are you doing? You're not gonna complain, fam. There's not gonna be no uproar.
I think there'd be some kind of discussion on Twitter about. Why black men are like failing in today's generation.
Why,
it would be more that would be
the
topic.
Why are we failing? Go on. Jump on
I'm
that.
Just saying, hypothetically, if it was a black man that hit.
That's a good combo, though.
No.
Why are black men failing today?
No, hold on. Why are black women thinking they're men? Because who's she tumping? She knows she's a woman. She knows her strength. But in her mind, I'm on bad ups. You're not, though. Relax.
So what are you saying? So if a girl licked down the man
because had to nothing
lick
was down wrong before my man choked her.
Yeah, no one saw nothing wrong.
No one saw that I'm wrong.
The thump in the face,
the
basket
wrong,
in the head.
The clock, the hit with the thing went wrong.
It was a clock. That's
it.
Yeah,
we can't say hit because that was a mad hit. Yeah, it was crazy.
But she's a woman, innit?
No, so what are we doing?
No, I don't. No, I'm just saying, innit? That's how society's going to look at it. Like, bro, she's a woman, so naturally, unless she's pulling out a gun or a borer. Man should be able to handle anything that's coming towards them.
That's
how they look at it. No, that's how they.
Yeah,
that's
but
how
why?
Society looks
how
like.
Can
why?
Man just expect
you, because realistically, your life ain't threatened from a woman punching you.
See, this
your
is
life
what's
ain't
how.
That
not,
is how society would look.
Yeah,
at it.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Because
the right,
you're not in
the right.
If a woman punches you,
the right
in the face,
velocity.
You're not
hit.
Gonna die, bro.
The right velocity.
That's the right velocity.
The right velocity on your temple, bro. You could dead, bro.
You could.
That hit my man. That boxer hit my man in the back of his head. Well,
that's
even hard like
that's
that.
Two men we're talking about. They're saying the strength of a woman shouldn't be able to.
Gallagher in gym now.
No, but what are we saying? What are we really saying?
What?
And this is the problem.
This is what, it's him that's enabling.
Me? No, I'm talking about society. I'm not enabling it.
You're holding box.
What, from a woman?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm not holding no box.
Has a girl ever hit you?
I never raised my hand to her.
Like clean in your face.
You know what? But I was young. I don't even know if I'm allowed to tell this story.
Go on.
Put disclaimers if you need to.
Allegedly.
I don't know the disclaimer, but she
allegedly.
She basically, remember.
Allegedly, this is the story.
I was young, innit? Allegedly, but this was a friend that happened to. So we was young, yeah.
Mm.
You know the metal poles outside man's mum's block.
Yeah.
We got the and we used to kick them out with foot. But obviously, boom, mum, come to the boom. I'm outside there.
You're not meant to understand.
Yeah.
This is Yardy talk.
Yeah, but it's not just us in the room.
Yeah,
like,
it don't matter.
I know
listening.
Cool, they can listen and they if they read in between the we can get there. But anyway, boom, I'm outside the, block, boom. She's chatting her, whatever. I'm just coming in. But she went to, I don't know what I've done. I can't even remember what the situation was, but she went to swing. She basically hit my head with the pole, innit? And
ooh.
Then I had a gold chain, she popped my chain, innit?
She started.
Why did
she
do that?
Jackie.
I don't know what it was, but she hit me with the bar. I saw red. And I stomped her out. She had a fit. She was at the bottom of the shape. I said, oh my God. I called my mom. I said,
But that's different. Someone
She licked me down. She tried to lick me with a pole, but
and
I made her
lick your chain.
Yeah,
but if I hit your temple, you could have dead.
Yeah. So I'm licking
everything
down.
So don't say then there's no.
No, that's different. If someone she attacked you,
is that acceptable? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Like, what force is man? Yeah, okay, that's the question. But... Yeah. You know, so what force is man supposed to do when man get hit with a weapon by a woman?
Yeah.
Mm. Restrain. Take the weapon out of her hand and then just slam her on the wall.
Excuse me. One second. So you, when you're arguing, I'm using my words. Like I told my kids, you're using your words. Yeah. You then pick up something. Try to lick me. Then you like you lick me on my arm, then you go to lick me again. I'm telling you, if I catch it, run. Yeah? Then we talk about restraint. Cause I don't know what idiot thing you think I'm on. You can take thing and no. I'm sorry, no, because I use my words. You're talking. And you know what, yeah, you see, man. Like, you see that if we go into argument, it's going to stop at some point because it's
going to be... We know where it's going. One word can take this.
Right.
Yeah. Anything can take
this. It has to stop now. Yeah, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Women don't have that.
Yeah, why is there no...
Women take it to extreme one. This is the whole family and...
one. Yeah, no, but then they start getting physical. They want to get physical. Yeah, the things that women say, like, it's mad because it's fighting words. I swear to God, it's fighting words. Man would say to each other, they know, like...
Yeah, women say some mad stuff.
But they don't want to fight. Hey, no, but why did...
When you was... And yeah, I had to help you get...
Yo, motherfucker, cats, because you're stressing her out. Bro, I'm hurt.
That, yeah, that my, mad one, yeah.
You see,
that,
my, what? I see my sister, yeah?
What?
She... I can see why she gets in so much... Bro,
wicked,
bro. I can't anyway. But, that's the next thing.
But, yeah. I can't even remember.
Why is it that you don't like... And I'm sure, I'm looking at your eyes, I'm sure you 100% done it. And your man,
wow,
babes,
100%.
I'm not really confident about that. We're talking. And then one day he's been a prick. I go and cry about that thing he's crying about the other day, yeah? You little prick. Knowing that's going to crush you.
Imagine that.
Yes or no?
That's mad.
Yeah, so look at the smile. Shh. Your second toe upside down, you upside down toe fool.
I only say that kind of shit to men when they deserve it, though.
What makes them deserve it?
Yeah. Oh,
what makes them deserve it? Because. Not just because of a one to one argument. Like, he's rubbing
you
out. And only you.
If he's trying to, like, that. Weasel his way out of a situation that he's definitely guilty in, then you can use your words to like
one second. So, reversal, you're the man, I'm the girl, so you're lying about that. That's why your mum got cancer because you're so evil.
Oh, no, that's dark. I'm not,
listen,
I'm not,
can't get dark enough.
I'm not like that.
Can't get dark enough.
Nah,
dark.
That's why you're a liar. See, that's why, because you keep lying. The spirit ain't ready for you, I'm protected. That's why everyone's falling down around me.
That's why everyone's falling down around you. It's crazy.
No, that's mad.
Do you know how mad that is?
That's mad. That's mean.
That's fighting too.
That's a rap.
But you know what it is?
But it's depending on what
you say. But you know what it is, though? Do you know what it is? They're allowed to do that.
Why?
Because they don't have the physical strength like man, so they should really...
So then, but we can't use our physical strength. We can't.
What's the word for word argument then? Because you can't, there's certain things you can't say.
No, you can't say it again.
No, you have to match it.
No, but they'll never forget.
No.
It doesn't matter. That's another
good point. Not that they won't never forget. Man just forget anyway. Like, man will have an argument. Man can't remember half of the shit.
Man ain't really thinking about it.
Murder, you know.
Right, so this is my point.
What?
But then you know what I'm talking about next to us is that. Yeah, but that about me, isn't it? You can't say anything because you said it. How can you take it back? Even if you said it because you're trying to match her, you said it now, isn't it?
Yeah, you said it. It's fucked.
But.
It's fucked.
Oh, you're flipping. Look at that. Like, shut up with your bent tooth in your mouth. She ain't smiling at you ever again. She ain't gonna think, you understand what I'm saying, but she's been going on about your gap too, your flipping nostril.
I think being mouthy is a girly trait, and a guy shouldn't match that.
So why are you matching
the physical strength? Why are you doing this? Stop that, put your hand down, man.
Yeah.
Put your hand down. Put your hand down. What are you doing? You know. Stop. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, I feel like I only take it to places with men when they really deserve it.
Yeah, but okay. So we're there, but you're attacking me and you're saying I'm meant to do nothing. So you want to be a victim?
Basically.
Because I can't get physical, and if I say anything to you, you're going to call me a bitch.
No, it's true. I think...
Head gone.
When you're in the space of, like, you're, like, putting your hands on a man, you're not operating from, like, a rational place, are you?
Okay, yeah.
You're not thinking, like, oh, I really shouldn't be doing this. No, you're raging.
But if you're... Because I know they say sticks and stones, but there's some words.
I don't believe in that.
Remember, words will hold on to you forever, you know. If you get hit by a stick or a stone, the pain will go away.
Well, then, depending on who said it.
Man's spiritual, innit?
Words is...
Words
been talking to
me. Vibration, bro. Vibration. Oh, my
God.
Vibration's a thing, fam. So that is attacking my spirit, fam. You mean it don't hurt? Of course it's going to hurt.
Yeah, no, the words definitely hurt. The words are spells. You know, the English language is fucked already. Naturally.
Would you leave your man if you lost a fight?
No.
In front of you?
No, probably not.
What?
Nah, just
look at me.
What's wrong with that? No, it's an ick.
No, you are.
No, okay. I'm being serious.
We've gone out, yeah?
There we go.
That's so shallow.
I'm giving an example.
Okay, go on.
What is it? Are you sure? Because this is how he lost, though.
Listen.
Because how he lost could be bad.
Listen, I get a thump here. I'm not tapped, but I'm looking at you like this. All the way down. I hit the floor and I'm looking at you like this.
No, why is
you got to remember that. That's not like sexy. That. You're not going to find me attractive again. I'm looking at you. I can't move. I'm just staring at you. You're not even coming over. Baby, you're okay because you're looking mad. You're looking crack, bruv. You get knocked out clean.
Clean.
You don't breathe it. Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah, it's mad still, you know. How do you even come back?
No, she's speaking about that. That's not sexy.
I was speaking about that.
You see, that's what AJ's got to stop.
Because in your mind, my man's the strongest man in the world. Yeah. And I'm a superhero. You get me? And then you see your superhero get a whole heap of crypto.
Yeah.
That's mad.
You'll never look at him the same.
You'll look at him the same.
In fact, you're looking at him like an idiot.
When the young lion comes.
I wouldn't break up with him straight away. And
oh, wow.
No, like, you can't just wake up the next day and be like, that gave me the ick, like, I'm done with you. That's shallow. If you're in a relationship and you really like someone, I feel like icks don't really happen.
But I think you would talk to him a bit different, though.
Yeah.
Knowing that
level would drop,
his voice has got to not be so loud. And you're not going to go out with him no more because you're not going to feel safe.
And if he does raise your voice,
that's a big one for me. You understand? I need to feel safe with my man.
So if I lost that fight, would you look at...
No.
No,
I didn't.
Lost what fight?
My boxing match. No, but I got knocked out clean, though.
Yeah, but you got punched up on the road, though.
Dreads in the air.
What if you got punched up on the road?
No, stop. Dreads in the air. You stay like that.
No, but the boxing match is different if you got punched up on road.
No, it's no different. That's your knockout.
It's a professional. It's like, yo, boom, I'm saying on road, he's walking.
Knockout is knockout.
Man comes...
No, knockout is knockout, blood.
What if a man just slapped him in his face and told him, shut up, and then the bro didn't do that and walked on?
I know that wouldn't happen.
That is never in...
Right. Where's slapper? Okay, see, this is what I'm saying. This man will die for his ego and pride in front of a girl. So he's got a burner. And I see he's got a burner. Yeah. But your girl's there.
I'll go for it.
Exactly.
I'm going to go for the burner.
You see, of course. You know what happened to Jerome?
Like four or five. Wait. It's going to take about 3.5 seconds.
Don't be Jerome from Snowfall. Don't be Big Rose from Snowfall.
No, because I'm not Superman. But
I'm too old now. Sorry. I know you lost the respect for me. I'm going to have to say, you're not going to be with me no more, but I'm not dying.
I'm not dying, so I take a box and just say, you know what, it's minor, man, I'm still live to see another one.
You don't know he's got a gun, you just seen the box.
I saw that he's got a gun. So
but you know him. You know him. You said he would never have it.
I seen the gun. So you ain't seen it. So I said, and we're having a conversation about it. So you know the reason why I took that box? Because he had a gun. But you might not believe me. You might just think man was shook.
No, but she knows that you never do that. But you know he'd never do that. But this has happened.
I believe you.
You know there's
a reason.
I
might ask why you allowed it, but...
She might say to you, be home by 7.
Oh, my.
Not 7:01.
Yeah.
Not 7:03.
Too late. You might get boxed.
Yeah. But be home.
Be home. If you're not here by a certain time, no food.
Why are you arguing with me? Because he didn't argue with the man at boxed.
Yeah, see.
What time that, over? The relationship what time is that over. Dance finishes at 3 o'clock? You better be home at 3:15. Yeah.
You know what happens to you when you're.
Yeah, you know what happens when you're out too late.
It's mad, you.
You know what, furthermore, leave
that's
before
the
dance. That's
a girl that hates you, though. She already didn't respect you. If
no,
she
lost
that.
All the respect because she's someone
else. Yeah, she had respect. She lost it.
Bye.
The respect in the relationship already wasn't there, I think. If she.
So what if a man slapped your bum in front of your man? What's he supposed to do?
That's a nice question, you know.
I gotta die. That's mad. I gotta die.
I've got to die.
Dudes. No, because basically what you're saying to me, you're gonna take my car keys out my pocket next. Yeah, I've gotta die.
But I like to know what you expect. What do you vision your man to be doing at that time?
I wouldn't want my man to be in danger though. I wouldn't want him to be in danger. So I wouldn't want it to escalate to a fight straight away. But I'd want him to assert himself as like, that's mine. But what do you think you're doing?
So try and work out what the situation is.
What
do you think you're doing? I don't know why that one came out. I don't know. It's just because it's the way how she said that's what. Yeah.
This is the hope that I would have if it was you, yeah? I tell him, I say, what? You grab me and do hold back technique. And I'd be like, she's lucky she's holding me back, you know, because I'm going to fuck up all of you. Like, nah, let's go now.
And what if she don't hold you back?
I've got a fight. You've got a fight.
That's funny.
But I mean, it's kind of like sexual assault if a guy was to just put his hands on me anyway, as a starting point.
But these men are out here.
Maybe at like that's Carnival or something. That doesn't exist on Carnival, does it? Like what? Men just groping you and grabbing you.
I don't know.
I know.
I've seen it though.
But
you see them things.
Yeah, yeah. Younger.
You
know,
you know what's crazy about it? You know,
even women do.
You know, it happens the other way. It happens the other way, and women to take it.
What? Like women just grab your dick?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Regular.
Do you remember?
What, in like parties and stuff?
No, not regular for me.
Why are you looking very excited?
Why are you? No.
What kind of party are you going to?
I might start getting the best raves.
That fishy bashy dance you going to. Yeah, yeah.
It's not random girls. It must be girls.
No,
I'd never grab 100%. A random guy's dick.
No, not you, but gal out here grabbing it. And then
if I knew the guy and I'd slept with him before and I saw him, that's different. But I wouldn't grab a random guy's dick. Mad. That's crazy.
No, random girl are doing that though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, but you're funny if you like what are you doing?
No, but what do you mean? Why are you funny if you can't just grab man's things, but you can't walk past
really?
Man.
Really? So you're going to be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, don't touch man.
Do you see her eyes?
Man's thing, yo.
I don't fucking believe that.
What?
Yeah. She's only making
you. You can just walk past and grab
man. No. My like man's thing's not pissed deep.
That's lying.
I think you're gassing.
Yeah.
You're going to give me media trained
It depends on the beauty.
100%. 100%.
No, because if it was a part of the girl that did it, you'd vex. What are you doing, man?
Brother.
No, man's thing's on someone's length. You'd be like...
Yeah, but man's thing's bougie. That was a bitch, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, my thing's bougie.
So if it was a 10 out of 10...
Of course, do you just randomly allow girls to chat to your road?
No.
But we're talking at a 10 out of 10.
A 10 out of 10.
Done it.
I still would be some sort of rude because that's just my...
You're not talking about mad...
Like, but if she's mad nice...
Mad scenarios.
No, but if she...
it's not 10-10, but if she was
10-10 and she come and she done that, I'd be like, yo, what are you doing, man? Don't... Come here.
Yeah.
Come here.
Then what?
Yeah, yeah.
No, let him finish. You want to act like he's very worried and concerned.
Obviously, being a single man, then I'm going to be like, you get me? Like, don't just touch man's thing and walk off like that. That's disrespectful. And then have a word with her.
Oh, so ugly thing. Oh, is it because she walked off?
Yeah.
You were going to the left. Grab a knee.
It was an ugly thing.
But why should men accept it? Because I was talking about a scenario.
Shouldn't accept it.
Yeah, I was talking about a scenario the other day, yeah. So if there's a group of girls, yeah, and a man walked over to this group of girls and looked at one of them and said, you know, I wanna fuck you. All the girls would be getting mad. Who are you talking to? Rare. If a dead thing walked up to a bunch of guys and said to a man, yeah, I wanna go and give you head now, everyone would be like, you gay or something, fam, go to you. Why should man have
been a dead thing? Nah, man. Not that's just true. A dead thing.
Oh, brother.
A dead thing.
Brother, man, I've been twisting. I've seen it. They get me and then
the
man's like...
No. Let's be realistically. Yeah. If a group of the man them are standing there and a dead thing walks up,
We're not talking atrocious.
Yeah, but let's say atrocious. A dead team walks up to you, bro. The man are gonna use dead, bro. So let's stick with dead. No, we're sticking with dead because we know if she's decent, then man are gonna naturally do that. If it's dead, man are gonna be like, not me. No, wait, what you going? You guys?
No, she's not for the team. No, she's capable.
Man are gonna push each other man onto. Yeah, like it's gonna be bare and that. Let's be realistic.
She's gone up to a certain man and said, "Yeah, you, I wanna."
Okay, yeah, the man will be like, right, yo, book, do your t-. But forget the thing, you go. But you should be like, right, why are you approaching?
Like, where's your decorum? Why are you approaching?
No, I'm going to be like, yo, you go.
He's missing the.
Yeah, I know, I'm not missing it. I get what you're saying. You're saying she's pointing to me. I'm saying I'm passing the ball.
That's why you're missing the point.
Go on.
Yeah. Say it again. So, she just points at me. And she's decent.
Whoever she's pointing at.
And she's like, yeah. You're like, go, chief.
Yeah, but whoever she's pointed at, that's my point. It don't matter whether she pointed to you, she pointed to me. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can't just pick man out, bro. What do you mean? My thing's bougie. I don't know about you, man. No, I'm not saying like that. Girl can't just pick man, bro. What do you mean? Do you know how certain I am? Are you all right? A lie, though. You can't just pick man and tell man.
Obviously, I'm talking about women, especially when you're young.
Yeah.
And it's about numbers. Like, how much girl have you banged and whatever like that, yeah? That would happen in the rave. Mum would have been like, oh, fam, you're lucky. How come the girl come and said she wants to bring you? Like, yeah, you have to go chief her. Even if a man ain't been on it, I've seen the situations.
Yeah, if she's lame.
Even if she ain't lame.
Nah, not if she's not lame.
No, she's not lame.
I don't know, but this is what I'm saying. Nah, I don't man, just drop man really, standard like that. Yeah, man's thing.
Man's standard, ain't, you can't just.
Man's thing, man, yeah?
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
Man's thing, sir.
I can't vouch for everyone, but I know.
But obviously, there's been a couple.
Some people were scumbags when they were young.
There's a couple of dances, obviously, up north, man. Yeah, and boom, Ali and.
Oh, you remembering the. Okay.
No, but them gal weren't dead though. One in Sheffield weren't dead, one in Newcastle weren't dead. Like, I don't know, what are we doing?
Sheffield,
what, yeah? You know Sheffield, fam.
Yeah, but.
All right.
Never spoken to again though.
No, we need to talk to them again. Because I don't live up there.
Doesn't matter.
It does, fam. I can't stay in contact.
This guy was the internet from dial up.
Let's talk about that dilemma.
Yeah, go on, do it quick for me.
What was it again?
Dilemma. Big up the dilemma. Obviously, if you want to send in your dilemmas, you know what to do, dmdlive.co.uk.
No, this ain't someone that said it. This is.
Yeah, I know, but you just make it up.
I hate you. Big up the dmdlive.co.uk. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, a man's got a baby mum, yeah? He's got a ute with her.
Yeah.
And he's got his new gal with a ute with her as well, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the new gal is saying that. The other you don't look like him, and obviously her you looks exactly like him, innit? So she's trying to urge him to say, yo, like, you might need to question this because it's going to look nothing like you, like, you get me? And then she does a secret DNA test and finds out that you's not his. So should she tell him? Now she's in like a conflict, like, should I tell him? Or should I just not do it because it was none of my business? I shouldn't really have done that.
The new girl's done a DNA test.
Yeah, for the old
child. For the other kid.
Should she say anything to him? I would say something, even though I know it's not my place.
So you done the swab for the old you, mm-hmm. and you're going to give him the results and say, I told you.
Yeah.
You need to hold on to that.
So hold on,
you're not even considering a man's feelings.
I feel like she should coach him to go and do the I don't think she should
go out of the way.
But what if he should lie again? If he's on the
lie again?
But she's lied and done secret things behind his back. So what she should do is find out. Yeah, she could find out, cool, but she can't let him know that she found out. She needs to be on some
secret thing.
No, she needs to coach him to go get the DNA test. Listen, I think there's a, like, you should just double check. Like, we'll check our child.
Why you mean?
Because the child looks nothing like him.
So?
Well, then leave it then.
And he's on the defensive, then
she's a snake.
Why is she a snake?
Because when she gets vexed one day, that baby ain't even you're stupid.
But she already told him before she done
that she's gonna, she's going to go like this. There's a paper.
Did she say that?
All right, so this is... So your other... She said that. She's your new baby mum. she does a swab on your son, your first son.
Yeah.
But she's saying doesn't, and then she just comes out with results and says, "Where's this anything on you?"
Then like, yeah, but she has to tell me because I need to know.
Okay, but you break it up with her, or you keeping her?
Because she's done it secret behind your back.
Because she's gone behind your ute and swabbed your ute, you know. Your ute sleeping in the bed and she's gone in there and swabbed
your ute. Do you know how sneaky that is?
No, no, it's not crazy. That's what she done.
She could have put swabbing nappy or anything.
It don't, cool.
Yeah, swabbing your ute.
Cool. All right, cool.
Can COVID test the baby? All right,
cool. She secretly swabbed your, she went to change your ute then and she swabbed your ute's penis, fam.
I don't think that's how you
see.
Do
now you're making extreme because why?
Because you said knock them out, so you said change nappy.
That's about it.
She swabbed your ute secretly.
Secretly.
No matter what she's done, she swabbed the ute, sent off the thing with behind your back, paid for it, everything, and it's come back, and she's like, "See, I told you so."
So wait. Okay.
That's mad.
That's you're gonna get.
No, you're making it mad because no, I told you so. It's mad. Not that you can't deliver the news.
No, but you know what?
Oh no, I told you so.
Do you know what?
That's mad.
Do you know what? When you stop, and it's in hindsight, when you get on the emotional part because you've got a bond with your ute and someone's telling your ute, your head's gone instantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your first reaction might be
is
mad.
Is that your ute's not, yeah.
But if I said something to you, so you're saying something to me, my missus is saying something to me,
yeah.
And she's saying to me that this is mad. I don't feel like, you get what I'm saying? And she's done that, and it's not mine. No matter how mad, but it's better I knew.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get mad at her because her instinct was right.
Yeah. She only broke
the heart. She's a woman as well. So they should clock them things.
No, but what I'm saying is you're going to get mad because her instinct was right.
Your heart's broken, but she said
can you trust a woman going forward now for the rest of your life? Because there's two scenarios here. One, she has lied and she went behind your back. But number two, her instincts was correct. So it's like, can you trust her instincts going forward or do you feel like she could be a liar again?
How she lie again? No, because
she lied in the first place.
She didn't lie. She just done the thing.
She's sneaky behind your back. But can you trust her judgment going forward now? Because she's actually got this right. She was telling you, she's done it.
She didn't tell. If you do tell, we're still together.
Yeah,
I have to kind of listen to you, or then I'm stupid.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, it's it's peak. It's peak.
There's a lot of emotions in that.
Yeah, but you know why? But if you take the emotion out, then it's simple. That's not yours.
It's not that simple, is it?
If you take the emotion out.
But you can't take the emotion out because you've put in time. Before the paperwork. As far as you know, this is your you. This is who you provide for, you put the clothes on the back, the food, everything.
Okay.
Correct.
But this one, you see emotions. This is what makes the world, like, it fucks up and slows things down. The black and white is the black and white.
Mm.
Emotions is the grey area.
Yeah.
Bottom line, it's not your child. The bottom line is, this guy lied to you. Mm. The bottom line is, when you was beating, someone else was beating, and he nutted up and all up in there.
Why is he?
Because you've got to keep it. You've got to keep it 100. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she allowed that, and then she had that. How could? I know a man that happened to you.
Yeah, happened to me.
No, a man. Yeah, see, it's mad. No, but a man. Imagine a man phoned that's a man. Crazy. Imagine a man. Listen. Imagine a man phoned a man.
We're not doing that.
What happened?
That was silly.
I know.
My dad, that's too much breaking news. Like, that's
I know. But you already know that, though. The man phoned him. The ute that your girl's carrying is my ute. I'm instantly breaking up with that girl. I'm instantly breaking up with you.
If
a man phoned you and said, "See that ute that your girl's carrying is mine," how could he say that?
What if you both cried, but you didn't know he cried, but then you ended up being yours, and then you found like later on, the same time you both cried, but you ended up being yours, then what?
Then it's yours.
You still need to do a DNA test to be sure.
Yeah, but I'm saying, obviously, find out it's yours, but you're still with her, would you keep her?
And the kid's yours.
She was living someone else.
Yeah, but like 5 years have gone down the line, you know, you get me? But the ute's yours, and you found out at the same time, there could have been a possibility. That this you could have been someone else's, but your family is great now. You got a whole family.
Yeah, I know, but we've got a foundation. But I didn't realize it's built on sand. It's mad.
Mm-hmm.
Can that sand turn to cement? I don't know.
What if she done the DNA test and found out it was his you?
Would
She
knows she's not going to, and that's what's fucked up.
That's what's math. That is what makes you. That is the trust.
You understand now. Because it's because you know what
this and now what?
You know
now
what?
It's my youth. Now, you know what? Now what are you gonna do? What, be strong now? Or you're gonna start to the packings or shredded that you
know. Emails deleted.
Emails are deleted, because that's
accountability. Do you know what, babe? My gut was telling me it won't, but I've done the testing.
They're not gonna do that. Myth.
But that's what
that is why you gotta be vexed.
Yeah. Because you would have told me.
You would have told me if you.
It's the same way. If a girl goes sneaking through a man's phone and don't find nothing, she ain't going to tell him that she was out there because she don't want him to change his pin because she wants to go in there again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I don't know why these girls, why don't girls ever think he can be doing that? He wakes up and just... Because I wouldn't say nothing. I'll get myself all wound up.
So what happens then? So what happens to that situation? What do you do?
When I'm going through his phone?
No.
Oh.
You done
I don't like that smile she keeps doing. Even say fuckery things.
Yeah.
It's mad.
One of Eve's daughter. Listen.
How about that with Apple?
You've done the DNA test and it's his. What happens? It's
remember, because you've done sneakies. You've been a sneaky sneak.
Right? I would tell him.
Still.
If it was the other guys.
No, if it was your man's. You done the DNA test and you were wrong.
Then what's there to talk about?
This is you, innit?
This is what I'm... Thank you for your honesty, but this is what
But what would there be to talk about, though? Because it's your you. There's no need to tell you it's your you, because it's not your you.
Yeah, everyone's under the impression that it's his kid, so there's nothing to talk about. There's no new information. You've done a whole thing. So?
What?
Why would I highlight that I've done something sneaky? Why would I bring it to other people's attention if I can get away with it?
I can't believe... That's honest.
Yeah, no,
but I can't believe the foolishness. It's not here, though. Are you saying anything?
Annalisa,
now. I'm saying. Exactly. Yes.
Well, anyway.
So, cool. See?
So, if I'm
I've got to wrap up, though. So
yeah, okay.
It's been a great week. Great guest of honesty.
The foolishness.
I thank you, Naj, for coming through. Thank you for having me. Blessing the man, them. Obviously, you can roll through again.
What's that?
What's your
accent? So what you doing got currently going on?
Give out your accent.
Yeah.
Put it on there, boom.
The only nudge for the kiss at the end.
For the kiss at the end.
What's the kiss on the end?
X. Oh, the only nudge. X. Yeah. Kiss X, same thing. But,
on all socials, yeah.
TikTok. It's all the same. Snap,
yeah, all of that. Follow her, all of that.